Chapter 3, Recent German History. As you view the information on the timeline, see if you can discover the motivations for large-scale German immigrations from Germany to America in the 1700s to 1900s. At the end of the 1700s, Germany consisted of about 1,000 small states and 350 principalities. 4 in 5 people depended on the land for their livelihood. There was no common coinage or set of weights and measures. Only Prussia and Austria had any significant power. Napoleon Bonaparte's rise to power in 1804 was followed 2 years later with Francis II of Austria giving up his imperial title. The centuries-old Holy Roman Empire ceases to exist. Now in control of German lands, Napoleon creates the Confederation of the Rhine, a unification of the western and the southern states of Germany. During Napoleon's 9-year occupation, he imposes the Napoleonic Code, ultimately improving how German businesses and public administrations operate. The number of duchies is reduced from 300 small states to 40 large ones. Prussia and Austria join forces with Russia to defeat Napoleon, whose rule ends in 1815 with the Battle of Waterloo. Almost immediately, the Confederation of the Rhine dissolves, but representatives from Prussia, Austria, Russia, Britain, and France restore order, peace, and stability with a new treaty. It creates a German confederation of 38 sovereign states, 4 free and independent cities, and 5 kingdoms consisting of Austria, Prussia, Saxony, Bavaria, and Württemberg. In 1848, the German people revolt against the ruling class. The Revolution of 1848 begins in major cities with the poor, university students, and liberals demanding fundamental governmental reform. Initially, the revolution is successful. 800 revolutionary delegates from across Germany convene in Frankfurt to form a National Assembly in May of 1848. They had 3 goals: to write a national constitution, to create a centralized government, and to codify the basic rights for the German people. During the 10 months the National Assembly meets, it fails to become a permanent governing body due, in part, to infighting and fear of military retaliation. Eventually, military forces do overrun Berlin and Vienna and crush the revolution in March of 1849. Twelve years later, in 1861, Wilhelm I is crowned the King of Prussia. He appoints Otto von Bismarck Prime Minister to bring the Parliament's liberals into line. Under their rule, Germany's military strength builds. The Franco-Prussian War between the superpowers of France and Prussia erupts in 1870. Germany is the victor and places severe financial war reparations on France. In 1871, King Wilhelm I becomes the first German emperor, and for the first time in history, Germany becomes one nation. The country experiences an economic boom due to the war reparations by the French, while Bismarck continues to build the military and begins a period of anti-Catholic religious policies. Unification allows Germany to begin colonization. Looking to obtain natural resources for industrial use, Germany starts colonies in West South Africa, East Africa, Togo, Cameroon, and Tsingtao, an enclave in China. Wilhelm II, grandson and successor of Wilhelm I, and Otto von Bismarck differ greatly in governing philosophies. Eventually, this leads to the two parting ways. At the end of the 1800s, strong nationalistic feelings throughout Europe cause nations to begin to form alliances. These alliances play a large part in the scale and the depth of the participation in World War I by the countries in Europe. After 5 years and the involvement of the United States, Germany surrenders to end World War I in 1919. The conditions of the surrender imposed on Germany at the Treaty of Versailles are so severe that they cripple and devastate the German economy and greatly slows the rebuilding of the country. The people of Germany are resentful of the treaty and struggle through a massive economic depression. A charismatic political leader, Adolf Hitler, provides them hope and leadership. In 1933, for the first time in 14 years, Germany refuses to pay reparations and begins to ignore the terms of the treaty. In response, the Allies take no action, eventually opening the way to World War II. Now return to the arch doorway you came through. On the exterior walls to the left are large panels with several small doors and a costume display. The first panel provides information on the climate and environment of Germany.